The Lord says, the chaos of the world is simply the prime time of the kingdom. This is the time when the nations of Europe must rediscover the God of the kingdom. My intention is to open your life and leadership up to the same relationship that Jesus had with me on earth. I am creating a territory in your inner man of the spirit that will see you inherit the same inheritance that Jesus had. There is in Europe a land of promise, and it is located in the new creation in Christ. There is the same territorial Holy Spirit within you that overcomes through you, with you, and all around you. The world and its chaos is no match for the kingdom and the magnitude of my presence. Therefore, I am is calling you up and out from your fear and your weakness, from your unbelief and your poverty spirit. In this day, your traditions will be overwhelmed by my presence. The power of my identity shall overwhelm your earthbound theology. I'm giving you the building blocks of habitation and abiding in my presence. The promise of who I am for you is greater than any threat coming against you. Even as circumstances get darker in the world, the light of my face will shine with favor, with blessing, with miracles, and with resources. I am compelling you to live from promise towards the fulfillment of prophecy. I will give you a release of power that will turn aside chaos where you live. But you must give me back what has always been mine. You must release my people. You must disciple, equip, and release both my body and the bride. The ownership of my people must return to me. I'm breaking all forms of spiritual and legalistic control. It is for freedom that Christ died. Therefore, I command, let my people go, that they may follow me wholeheartedly. The beloved must become who I say she is, not what anyone allows her to be. You are the bride being prepared for the King of promise. And the bride is being revealed in the likeness of Esther. There is a promise of beauty, grace, and power that will be huge and majestic as the body steps into the bride. The world will see the beloved rising up in the earth. The evidence that you represent the kingdom will be that you are living fully in the new man in Christ, so that you will have constant, upgraded responses regardless of circumstances. Beloved, the old man of the flesh, the soulish performance of striving, the legalistic rulemaking, religion and dogma, the fearful powerlessness of a one-dimensional gospel, the franchise machinery based on market values. None of these can inherit the kingdom, nor will they ever reveal the bride, nor will they defeat the powers of this age. Beloved, you must not disown my glory, nor downgrade my intention to make my people be made in my likeness and in my image. Glory cannot be seen in a people who are the same as everybody else. It's time for the world to see the fullness of Jesus in the face of his bride. A body that has outgrown measure and is readjusting to fullness requires a delighted people to become a disciplined army of people who can take territory. I want you to become my visual aid to all of humanity to show forth the majesty of the kingdom. Only the bride can receive that form of fullness that comes from the beauty of holiness. All of Egypt saw my hand protecting Israel from the plagues. Every nation around Egypt saw my hand at the Red Sea. People heard of the cloud and the pillar of fire. They saw the wealth of Egypt given to slaves who are now learning to walk as free people. The fame of Solomon's kingdom, the glory of the temple were known in all the surrounding nations. Extravagant favor and blessing and power are the hallmarks of a people walking in a real abiding partnership with their God. Miracles, signs, and wonders are only extraordinary on earth. They're not required in heaven. The true sign of heaven on earth is my presence living with my people, abiding with them, walking amongst them, my sons and my daughters, for whom nothing will be impossible. Is anything too hard for me? Come closer, and you will discover that there is no situation where I cannot be magnificent. So I will touch your eyes. I will renew your mind. I will open your heart so that out of your mouth will come words of trust and faith, that you would empower yourself to stand in my presence. Beloved, what would it take for you to believe that I am utterly magnificent towards you? That's where we're going. It's time to stop living like a beggar when you have an inheritance in my son and in myself. Stop praying like a widow and learn to pray like the bride. Fullness is not an option. It's a necessity in a world threatened with chaos and uncertainty. I have determined that my people will no longer be the obstacle to glory. They will be seen as the solution as they experience the fullness that Jesus died to give them. You need to understand, beloved, I have no plans to rescue people from the world. My plan is to cohabit with them in Christ to elevate them in the kingdom, to advance them through my presence. I can no longer tolerate the language and the customs of visitation. I can no longer endure this passive waiting for something to happen. I have reached the end of patience with a learned helplessness that cries out for release because they live from the wrong place. And now you must come into divine order. My kingdom is a culture of habitation, of abiding, of dwelling, of staying, of living from within. Every man, woman, and child must be discipled to live in the fullness of their relationship with my beloved Son. New households of faith will form. New communities rooted in oneness and unity will rise up in every city, every town, every region. Unity and oneness create an alignment, an agreement between the one church in a location and the new ordinances of habitation with me in that place. Beloved, give me what I want, and I will give you everything you need. I will never conform to a culture of visitation. I want my desire to be recognized. That is, that the body should grow up into fullness, that there will be a unity of faith to the full knowledge of experience of the Son of my heart, that my people will be aligned with me in the stature of the fullness of my beloved Son. Anything less than that does not please me, just so you know. I love fullness. I adore completion. I love abundance. Fullness belongs to those who partner with me after the order of Melchizedek. It belongs to those who observe the ordinances of heaven here on earth. And I will authorize those who live under my command, who will cause my body and the bride to come forth in power and in the substance of the kingdom. There is so much that I need to pour out. And beloved, my heart is aching for fullness in the earth. My heart is crying out. For a completed son and daughter to stand in my presence. I require that you partner with my permission, which is rooted in an alignment, an agreement with the Christ within. Jesus is everything to me. He is everything to me. He is everything to me. And I will see him glorified on earth. I will see him high and lifted up in every nation, in every major city, in every town, in every small village, in every region. I will see him in his glory amongst his own people. There's a pressing need for my church, my people, to get closure on a visitation culture, to put away legalism, to distance the bride from a sin-conscious expression that is not part of the new man lifestyle in Christ. The old man is dead. I watched him die in my son on that tree. The old man is dead, beloved. But he has not been fully replaced by newness of life in Jesus. And there is a disconnect between my purpose and your expression. So I say to you, it's time to fully convert to the radical biblical lifestyle of the indwelling Christ. There must be a true conversion to one people with one heart, mind, spirit, and voice. A mature man in Christ must rise up in these days. One that can fully endorse the newness of the Spirit and who can engage with the fullness of the kingdom. Not as a theory or a concept, but in spirit and life for the discipling of the nations. I tell you this, as you seek me and walk in spirit and truth, I will commission you to cultivate the power of encounter and experience in my fullness wherever you live. You shall have a level of authority and anointing in line with the one who abides in the Lord. You will have a fullness unprecedented in the earth, greater than the early church. And you will create apostolic cities, landmark communities. You will push back the darkness and bring a greater light than has ever been seen before. Great things will be done through this new commissioning of my Spirit. And as you fully embrace the kingdom, the church of this new day will be empowered to return to her rightful place in the world. And the body will realign with the head and return to its resurrection beginning. And the head over all things will inhabit the body in fullness. You know, says the Lord, that I am obsessed by fullness. I want nothing less. I want nothing less. I want nothing less. I want nothing less. Nothing less. Nothing less. I am obsessed with fullness. And I tell you that the King will return for his true bride, and the world will see the glory of my house ruling and reigning in their inheritance. For that to happen, you must step into a new way of seeing, thinking, speaking, and action. And I can't wait to get started with you. The mind of Christ must govern you in all your ways. Your inner life of promise will empower you to have a vibrant, creative presence in the earth. There's a flow, a river of promises that will flood your locations. Scripture promises, dreams, upgraded visions will come to a people who are passionately engaged with their God. More promises than you need. More promises than you require. So that you will release them into your cities and your nations. And the abundance of heaven will water the dry places of man. And I will give you inventions and patents and ideas that create wealth will come to you from the power and the substance of the kingdom. there will be an outpouring of majesty and magnificence, the like of which the world has never seen. There shall be a spirit of wisdom and revelation upon every city, every town, every village, every nation, that will open up a way through the chaos, even as I parted the Red Sea. These times of chaos in the world will demonstrate the power of the kingdom in a way that will rock your world and set you apart as belonging to me. Ordinary people who are powerful beyond measure. I am making deposits of power across mainland Europe. I'm planting seeds of kingdom life in every region. Storehouses of treasure to be distributed. As you raise up my people to inherit, extraordinary wealth will come to your city and your region. Men and women, older and younger, will pull those resources down. Men will have the mindset of Caleb, who saw the giants as his opportunity. He had a majesty mindset. And so I called him a man of a different spirit, and so shall you be. Women will rise up in the love and power of the bride to proclaim the one who is their beloved. And the betrothed will have extraordinary favor and permission and prestige. There is a place set aside for you, where you can make the enemy tired and weary. In the strength and power of who we are for you, you can exhaust the enemy with our love. You can depress him with our joy. You can demoralize him with our peace. You can discourage him with our patience. You can overcome him with our goodness. You can debilitate him with our faithfulness. You will trouble him with our gentleness. You will dismay him with our self-control. You will dishearten him with our faith, weaken him with our mercy, and you will intimidate him with our intimacy with you. Beloved, there is to be no more surrendering your identity to a negative. I am going to make war on all your negativity. Whose side do you want to be on? You do understand that opposition attaches to what you don't remove. So I need to take things away from you that are killing you, that are weighing you down, that are making you feel less. My son would say to you, I'm taking back my stuff. I died for it. I paid a price for it. It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to you. That anger, that fear, that frustration, that rage, that helplessness, that victim spirit, that poverty mindset. I died for those things. I paid a price for them. They're mine. Get your hands off. They're mine. They don't belong to you. And you can't have them any longer. We're doing violence against every negative. Come and help us. I'm making war on all your negativity until it is driven out of your mind and your heart, until your language changes and everything out of your mouth will have life attached to it. Everything out of your mouth will speak life and power and blessing and fullness. And I will turn you into a different man and a different woman. And the reason I say all these things to you, says the Lord, is I so want to bring a quickening spirit into the earth. But I will not bring it where the old man lives. Hear me. I will not bring it where the old man rules. I will not bring it to a legalistic culture. I'm looking for people, for churches, for leaders who will step up and step away from those things. Who will work with me passionately with the new man who is my beloved son in you. There is nothing I wouldn't give him. And as he rules in you, as he reigns in you, as you abide in him, as you live in his love, as you pour out your heart in blessing and praise and rejoicing, I will withhold nothing and I will quicken you. What will take years will take months. What will take months will take weeks. What will take weeks will take days. What will take days could happen in hours and moments. A divine acceleration, making up for lost time. It is the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus that has set you free from the law of sin and death. And we will teach you how we think. We will teach you how we see things. We will teach you how to talk to situations and circumstances. Because my desire is that you be made in my likeness, in my image. I'm tired of waiting. And now my passion is coming to overwhelm every part of this continent. I want it. I want it. I want Europe. I want Europe. I want Europe. My son paid a price for it. I want it. I want it. I want every corner of it. I want every problem in it. I want every difficulty. I want every battle. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I will have it. I will have it. Hear me, beloved. I will have it. I will have it. I will have it. Why don't you have it with me? Why don't you have it with me? Why don't you have it with me? Why don't you rise up with me? Have it with me. See what I see. Know what I know. Feel what I feel. I will have it. I will have it. It is mine. And I will have it. Around the earth, ministry is changing. The body is rising up. Ministry as we know it is changing. The bride is coming. The one betrothed needs to find her place. I'm excited. I'm excited, says the Father. I'm excited. I'm excited. Finally, Jesus gets everything he wants in mainland Europe. Home of reformation. Home of renewal. Home of restoration of all things. The place where the kingdom falls to the earth. The place where dry riverbeds, ancient river courses will be filled with water. And no one will be safe from a blessing. This is the good pleasure of my will. Is it a huge undertaking? Oh yeah. It's really big. But not for me. And therefore not for you. You will be astonished at how my Holy Spirit works in these next days and weeks and months and years. You will discover that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Nothing will be impossible for you. It's my will. And it will be done on earth exactly as it works in heaven. Yes. Amen.